While he was a Sonoma County supervisor, Mike Riley also served on the California Coastal Commission for 12 years from 1988 to 2000. During that time, the 12-member panel twice elected him to one-year terms as their chair. That experience gave him enormous respect and appreciation for the agency's staff and their independence.
Their analyses are among the most thorough that you would find in any governmental agency anywhere. I used to carry 50 pounds of paper with me to meetings. Then the commission role is really the policy decision-making role, taking the staff recommendation, conducting a public hearing, looking at all the evidence, and either agreeing with staff or not.
But more recently, he says, some newer commissioners have sought to blur those longstanding roles.
In the last 2 or 3 years, there have been commissioners pushing to become more involved with the staff level analyses prior to it coming to the commission, so basically out of public sight. And the only reason that I can think of that they would want to do that is to somehow influence staff recommendations prior to them becoming public. Charles Lester, I think appropriately, resisted those attempts to change the roles that have been traditionally observed by the commission, and it cost him his job.
And in an interesting footnote to that controversial 7-5 decision, Riley observes that the decisive vote was cast by one of the least experienced commission members.
One of the people voting for that was an alternate to a regular commissioner who was unable to attend the meeting and has attended maybe 2 meetings ever. So it was a little surprising to see someone with that little history with the commission being willing to weigh in and vote to terminate the executive director.
Riley also suggests that perhaps Governor Brown was not as uninvolved in the matter as he was portrayed.
It's hard to know how far back the governor stood from the issue. Publicly, he distanced himself. We've heard rumors that this Sonoma County case about whether state parks can charge fees at the beach, and it's taken the staff at the Coastal Commission the better part of a year to bring that back before the commission. That created some frustration on the part of the governor's office.
In the aftermath of Lester's unpopular ouster, critics have raised call for increased transparency in the agency's dealing. Riley supports that, in particular, ensuring that project advocates who appear before the Coastal Commission are held to a higher level of public scrutiny.
Classifying them formally as lobbyists and having them report as such, and also report who's paying them and who, in fact, they're advocating for, it lends to greater transparency in the process.
But he notes none of the added transparency policies proposed so far would extend to interactions between individual commissioners and the agency's staff analysts. Meanwhile, the question of free access to the Sonoma State beaches will be heard by the full Coastal Commission at a hearing in Santa Rosa in April. Too soon for the agency to have a new executive director in place.
That's part two of this whole scenario. A lot of us see Charles's termination as setting a very dangerous precedent for coastal protection.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.